All right. We're doing it.
And can they hear us?
We're doing it live.
We gotta cut it in camera.
I'll write it myself, and we're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
And then you hear that guy in the back. In 3, 2, 1. And now the latest cut from Sting to play us out. Play us out.
Okay.
Good time.
So, guys that's listening live, this is a first for Webcomics Weekly. We're broadcasting the show live as we record it for later posterity.
Woohoo!
How great is that, everybody?
God, it's so incredible what technology lets us do.
Flawlessly.
It's perfect.
But I do have to say, you guys do sound good now. I mean, I was reading that my only connection was with the chat, and they were saying that they could hear echoes and they couldn't hear people and stuff like that. Now you guys sound really good. Does it sound good on the stream?
Honestly, I don't care.
Brian, God damn it.
If I can understand you, then we're in good shape.
Well, that works for me. What do you guys want to talk about today?
We discussed this earlier in the car. Why are you pretending like we didn't have that conversation?
Don't get me laughing.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, because it was such a long time ago, I honest to God, I forgot.
Oh. All right. Well, so there's a couple of things I want to talk about. The first one being that there's been a push in digital comics. Digital comics, and by digital comics, I don't mean web comics. I mean the comic book industry going digital. It seems like the two major players in digital comics are doing their best not to destroy the comic book industry. In the process of taking comics digital. But they're gonna anyway. They might as well just give up. No, so the thing I wanted to talk about was, and we haven't done a podcast for quite a bit, so there have been some developments. I'm not gonna lie to you. First of all, it was announced a couple weeks ago that Comixology, which is one of the pretty major players in these digital download comic books, announced that they are going to do what's Comixology doing? Comixology is doing, you go to the store and you download a comic at the retailer.
What?
So, yeah.
You have to be physically in the store?
Think either that or through their store. Let me look it up. Maybe I should like have it in front of me.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It kind of takes the mobile out of mobile.
Hold on a second, guys, because this is great. You just don't understand it. Comixology. Comixology, the leading distributor of digital comics, announced today the industry's first digital storefront affiliate program for retailers. The program will empower comic book merchants to prosper from the sale of digital comics with a Comixology-powered store and reader. Leveraging Comixology's technology will provide retailers the foundation, also maybe a fountain, porcelain fountains, for future digital initiatives as the program evolves. So how will this work? By having a Comixology-powered store and reader integrated with our existing new and back-issue comic website, we will provide our customers with even more access to the comics they love while increasing their loyalty to us, said Chris Powell, general manager and CRO of Lone Star Comics and MyComicShop.com.
Oh, my God.
Having seen Comixology's retailer tools and pull list services, we trust Comixology's technology to help us thrive in a market where customers are interested in both print and digital comics. So what they're saying is, now, in addition to a publisher or a creator being able to sell digital comics through Comixology, Now a store like Lone Star Comics could set up an online store where you buy a digital comic online from your favorite retailer that is a brick and mortar store somewhere, but this is their web store. To then read on your computer and your mobile devices.
So all they've done is added a middleman.
Well, no, Brad. All they've done is added a fourth middleman. Come on. Keep up.
Well, yeah, I mean, this doesn't benefit the comics retailer in the slightest.
We already had Comixology, okay?
Right.
The Apple, the publisher,
mm-hmm.
and a creator.
Right.
To split this $199 up with.
But and now we're going to add a comics retailer so I can feel good about supporting my comic shop when
right.
I buy this when I buy this comic.
But wait, because Comixology's competitor, Iverse, has taken it one step further by announcing today that they have partnered with Diamond Comics.
Oh.
You know, those guys... shoving comics right down the crapper hole as quickly as they can. Those innovators.
But wait, then maybe it's redemptive. What are they doing?
Okay. They have announced Diamond Digital. Brad, Chris, imagine a future where readers and fans can visit their local comic shop to buy not just physical copies of new comics, but also a digital edition that weren't available anywhere else and can be viewed on multiple platforms, including the iPhone, iPad, the web, and others. Well, that future is here as Diamond Comic Distributors, the world's largest distributor of English, God damn it, of English language comic books, graphic novels, and related pop culture merchandise, joins forces with Iverse Media, the pioneer of not getting my app right, to empower 2,700 brick-and-mortar comic shops to add a fifth middleman to this bullshit equation.
Yeah, but Scott, you get this thing delivered straight to your cyber zone. No problem. No questions asked.
Thanks to a simple but technologically robust code redemption system.
What the hell is happening? Ah! Kick him.
I can't breathe.
You're kidding him out.
I can't breathe. Drive to the office and save me. I can't.
God, kick him out. Kick him off.
I can't look at this.
Are we back?
Recorded. Christ. Oh, Christ. This is it. This is where I die. Ah! You are a good friend, Chris. Still my wife. I loved her. Give my dogs a good home. Oh, shit. Oh, God. That could not have broke on a more appropriate spot.
How did that happen?
Oh, shit. Sky blocked up mid-laugh. Did you not hear it?
I heard the whole thing. That's why I was like, cut him off.
I could not see it. I could not use a mouse. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. We've killed people. I know we've killed people.
That is awesome.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. All right. I'm going to try to bring Brad back in. Oh, shit.
It's like Skype said, I could do this shit. Hang on a second. No. It's on Brad's end. You know what it is?
He's exploded into a fucking laugh singularity.
Yeah, he's just this beam of energy.
He's the fucking master control program.
You know what happened was something is wrong with his Skype, and that drumming sound, that heartbeat sound, was him probably drumming his fingers, and his Skype just grabbed that and looped it. And now it did it again, but...
here we go. No, Brad!
Well, thanks for listening.
Oh, Jesus, Brad! Are you kidding? You've created the greatest moment in Webcomics Weekly ever. Brad, I want to play for you what happens if I call back, okay?
What's that?
I'm calling you back.
Okay.
Here. Can you not hear that? It's like, Brad, your computer has gained sentience, and it is just a goddamn laugh track robot machine. That is a ghost. There's a ghost. Brad, reboot your machine and then get back on Skype.
Reboot my machine, okay.
Okay, all right. We're going to try to continue. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What were we talking about, chat room?
We were talking about a fifth middleman. You were talking about the robustness of their platform.
Okay. All right. This is from their press release. Thanks to a simple but technologically robust code redemption system. God, does that not sound overly complicated?
Yeah, it's thanks to technology is what they're trying to say, but they don't want to sound like that's what they're saying.
Technology would do it for you simply and seamlessly. There is a goddamn code redemption system. That's what they had to use before there was technology. Do you understand? Like a computer would, you know, they'd spit out numbers and you'd turn in a code and you'd get a ticket and then you give that ticket to the guy and then he stamps it.
Well, look, if you create a system where you generate a code and you take that code to your comics retailer, then how's the guy who prints tickets going to make any money? You got to send that code to the ticket printer. He prints it out. That goes like to a reader.
It's like they know, it's like Iverse, the guy that runs Iverse has a friend in the code redemption business, you know, like he's got a ticket impresario.
Look, I know how to generate codes. That's what I do, but nobody needs them.
Oh, God. Okay. Retailers will only need an internet connection and a printer to participate. Retailers will only need an internet connection, a printer, a ticker tape machine. They will have no inventory risk or carrying costs and will retain a significant portion of each sale because, heaven forbid, the creator get it. Did I lose you too, Chris? Yeah, I lost Chris. Guys, the digital age is ending. I think it's time for us all to go back to analog. Oh, God. Hello.
You back?
So suddenly cam twist works. People are seeing my face.
It's like every piece of technology is going, I know. Look what I can do. Look what I did.
It's like everything's coming to life and they're kids that want to impress.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Maybe I should just try not just I'm just I'm not even going to bring up Ustream. I'm just going to let this be the only thing on my screen.
You think?
Yeah, maybe. So what did I miss?
Nothing. Chris and I making fun of robust systems that involve listen to this, Brad. This is the best part. Retailers will only need an internet connection and a printer to participate. They will have no inventory risk or carrying costs and will retain a significant portion of each sale, with billing occurring on their regular DCD invoices.
No, wait a minute. Go back. They will only need a printer.
Hold on a second. Listen. Let me back this up because technology has come so far that you need to read this paragraph at least four times to understand how this process will work.
Did I lose you?
God damn it, again.
No, we're all here. Just pray on it.
Okay. All right.
Thanks to a simple but technologically robust code redemption system, retailers will only need an internet connection, a printer, and a box of 600 individually punched cards.
Please tell me what the printer's for. It's killing me.
I don't know.
Are they going to print out the comics?
They will have no inventory risk or carrying costs. No.
Well, here's what happens. You go in there with your code, and after all that rigmarole, the printer prints out a sticker that says the word cyber, and then they put that on the cover of the comic you just bought, and then you go home.
In your Jetsons car.
It's just a rubber stamp that says future, and they stamp it on every page of the comic book, and that's it.
Oh, what you do is you spend $1.99, you go to the comic book shop, you buy the comic for $4.99. And then you buy a folder that the comic slides into that makes it look like the comic's on an iPad.
Except you have to keep opening up the face to turn the page. Got it right. Again.
All right, so here, I'm going to try to get through this paragraph again. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Thanks to a simple but technologically robust code redemption system. Retailers will only need an internet connection and a printer to participate. They will have no inventory risk or carrying cost and will retain a significant portion of each sale, with billing occurring on their regular DCD invoices at a sub-quarterly rate. I made that last part up. Retailers with websites will also be able to profitably sell a wide range of digital back-issue comics and graphic novels. What's really important here, and for those of you listening, is to know that this system in no way benefits the creator. So thumbs up. Thumbs up. Because heaven forbid we create a system in which the creator gets compensated for his work.
Yeah, who
Let's
is this?
Keep all the retailers afloat.
Who
by
is this
building
is supposed
a mechanical
to excite?
Horse instead of a goddamn car.
Who is this supposed to excite?
It's supposed to excite the retailers.
I wonder if they're excited about this. I mean, do they?
VP and COO Chuck Parker had this to say. I think fire is scary. Digital comics are creating opportunities for publishers to grow the comic market. Our task, as we see it, has been to structure a program that empowers comic retailers to play a role, even though there is no fucking role for a retailer. We want to find a way to shoehorn them in there at the detriment to everyone.
But can there possibly be a profit to be made here?
No. Listen. The Comixology thing was bad enough, but now you have... look, let's say you have...
Now, wait a minute. Let me just back up for a minute. When you say the Comixology thing was bad enough, you mean from the standpoint of the retailer?
No, from the standpoint of the creator that made the comic.
Okay.
I made a comic. Let's say I made a superhero comic through Image. That scenario right now, I have $1.16 coming to me per issue if I'm the only person that made the comic. Because you charge $2.99 for the issue, but Diamond takes 60%, Image takes their cut. Well, that's $1.16 before Image takes their cut. So maybe you get 50 cents an issue. Now they want to add iVerse, Apple, and a retailer. Mm. I will owe 25 cents for every issue I create. It doesn't make any sense at all. The Comixology thing is bad enough because it's telling, it's letting retailers sell a comic through the iVerse app, which is through Apple's program, to a reader. So mm-hmm. rather than the creator selling his creation digitally to a reader through the internet, when they're already connected, they're going to make it so that the reader has to go to a store, which has no part at all in the process. There's no reason for it. To go to the store, to not even the store, a digital version of the store, to buy a digital comic through a publisher, through a distributor, through... to get the money to the creator. It just makes no sense. But anyway.
Well, but if I don't want to go through the retailer's Comixology store app, I don't have to.
You don't, but this isn't going to save the industry.
No, but it's not going to hurt creators any more than they're all, you know, it's not going to push creators forward.
Let's do some numbers here, all right? The Digital Plus Comics means that you... have downloads for $1.99. Okay. Diamond is starting a program to offer digital comics. They'll be offered day and date exclusively through participating retailers with a 30-day exclusive for these stores. Products offered include regular downloads for $1.99 with digital plus comics extras offered with a print purchase. So you can buy the comic normal, and then for 99 cents extra, get the digital version.
I see.
Or you can just get the comic digitally only through this store for $1.99. So let's do $1.99. All right, let's open calculator here on my Mac. So you're paying $1.99 for this. You know what? Let's give that an extra cent. So let's say it's $2.
All right.
Okay.
Now Apple is going to take 30% of that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So they're taking 60 cents. Okay.
Right.
So $2 minus 30. That's $1.70 we're down to. You guys still with me?
I'm with you.
Chris?
Still excited.
All right. Now iVerse is going to take its cut. So let's say iVerse takes 10%. Okay. What's 10% of $2? 20 cents?
Right.
All right. All right. So now we're down to $1.50. Now, the retailer is being told they're going to receive a generous portion of this. So what percentage do you think the retailer is going to get of $2?
Yep.
Who got that last 10%?
Iverse.
Okay, well, let's say that they get 10%, which is on track with what Iverse is giving themselves, just for the sake of argument.
I would say that Iverse would at least offer them 20%, but...
Okay.
Let's say 20 then.
All right, so another 20 cents. Okay, so now we're down to $1.30. Now, what is Diamond taking?
Oof.
Well, they traditionally like to take 60%, right?
Right. So what's 60% of $2?
That's 0.6 times 2.
Well, I know what that is, but that's $1.20.
Yeah, it's $1.20.
All right. Minus $1.20. 1 cent. That's what we're left with, a penny.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Who says the creator gets that anyway?
What do you mean?
Like, why would that be split that way?
I don't know. I don't know if that's even true. We're just guessing numbers here.
No, I know. But all you're saying is that there's plenty of room for everybody to take a piece. But these are people who don't need to be taking pieces.
It doesn't make any sense. There's no need for it because you can cut all those people out digitally. Those people have to be in there when it's analog, because how else would you get these physical products to people? But it makes no sense when it's all digital. You don't need them. You're shoehorning them in specifically so they can get a cut, to subsidize them. This is subsidizing retailers.
Yeah. I agree. But I love it.
I'm for it.
I think this is an important step. What we need to remember is that we're seeing the first real push. They'll refine it. They may get rid of the printer.
But wait, where do they refine it to? No, I can't hear you, Brad. Did we lose Brad? Are you talking, Brad?
I'm talking and
talk. But this is all we're doing. I can't do it. I can't take it.
I think this is the end of Webcomics Weekly.
It may not be the end of Webcomics Weekly, but it's certainly the end of this episode. I don't know how long we've been going, but it's been glorious. That's all you get.
Thanks for being here.
So anyway, I can't wait to listen back to this. I'm excited.
It's unlistenable. Like, just put it up as it is.
It's going straight up.
There's no reason to edit it, to take out gaps.
Are you dying?
I'm dying over there.
I'm sorry, Mike. I hung up on you because I didn't know how to take a call. And
well, I wanted to ask you, like, this is super interesting.
Okay.
What you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Is there any way for you guys to call a comic book shop owner and, like, because the thing I hate about talk radio is you always only hear one side, and like I always like it when you can hear someone from the other side.
I can call Zeus Comics.
Yeah, I would love to know what a comic retailer thinks about it.
You know what? Let's do it.
Okay. Thanks. I'm going to go listen.
All right. We can't bring Brad in on this, but let's call our friends at Zeus Comics. Let me look up their number. Zeus Comics and Games. You on board with this, Chris?
Sure. Is this Skype or your cell?
I'm using Skype.
Oh, okay.
I hung up on Chris. I have no Skype out subscription. This is the stupidest stream ever created. It's all right. This can all be edited in post. All of it can be edited in post. All of it can be edited in post.
Okay, now I can hear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you locked up again, so we dropped you.
Blah.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm going to try to get Zeus Comics on here because Mike called in, or Mike came over and said he'd love to hear a retailer's opinion on this.
Oh, good.
So I might have to do that using the phone, which is fine.
And if you have to bounce me, that's fine, because I don't want to be the reason that this conversation keeps stopping.
Listen, it's only funny. Wait till you hear it.
Oh, I can't wait. You've got to get this one processed quick.
Immediately.
I'm looking on Twitter, and whatever it was, it must have been pretty good.
I'm trying to get Chris back on, but... Hey, what's up? It's Scott over at in Seattle on Webcomics Weekly. Pretend like you don't know me. Do you care if I put you on the air? Are you listening to my show? Oh. All right, hold on a second.
That was a no.
All right. Hello, Richard.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce everyone to Richard Neal. He is the owner and operator of Zeus Comics and Toys in Dallas, Texas. And it's a pretty crazy snow day today, huh?
Yeah, the icy roads have kind of killed the comic sales for us, I can tell you that. About two people in the last hour and a half.
Eey.
But you're still out there fighting a good fight, huh?
Oh, <I'll>, of course.
You,
awesome.
You made it in.
I made it in. Everybody else can make it in, right? The sun's out. The snow's melting. You know, it is Dallas.
So,
how many inches you got?
They don't have inches of snow right now. It's just a matter of ice.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the question we had is, we were just reading about iVersus and Comixology's new retailer download pushes.
I was just reading that myself, actually.
And we were
downtime.
We were curious how you felt about it.
I have to be honest, I'm not that familiar with the iVerse product.
Well, it's the same as Comixology. It's essentially pretty similar. Have you ever used my app?
wait, on the phone? Yeah.
Yeah, that's iVerse.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I mean, it's the same thing. It's you log on and you download comics, and you can sometimes they have them themed by retailer, like the IDW app that lets you download IDW comics. That's iVerse.
Correct. Okay, got it.
So same thing as Comixology.
Okay. Just based upon the article, I think the pricing structure seems a little odd to me. Somebody would come into a store to buy a digital copy versus being able to buy it from the web. I mean, if you're already coming into the store, wouldn't you want the print edition?
Well, they're offering the print edition, and then for an additional 99 cents, you get to download it digitally as well.
I don't know. I mean, I think I like the concept behind it. I like the idea of being able to take your print copy and being able to get something out of it. What I guess the 99 cent would be the fee for hosting. I mean, is that how we should look at it? You buy your $3 or $4 comic book and you pay an extra buck because somebody's hosting that content for you digitally. So as a service, that might be good. I think I'd rather see it as a subscription rate.
I see what you're saying. But then, so let me ask you this, because one of the things that we're saying is that I mean, at least it feels to me that you have an analog comic that retailers and distributors are involved in, because how else would you get physical books to somebody unless you had a mail order service or something? But when the digital, digital comic's involved, shoehorning in a retailer and a distributor seems unnecessary and counterproductive to the process.
Okay.
I mean, not that I don't want to include a retailer somehow, but I don't understand the concept of something that by definition requires no physical location and forcing a physical location. I don't know that that wouldn't piss off a person.
Well, I think the problem with digital content up to this point is you don't own it. You rent it.
Right.
You don't own it. But some of the customers that have come in have talked about the fact that they like going to the store. They can buy a comic book, and then they can do whatever they want with it after that point. They can put it in a box. They can give it to kids in the neighborhood. They can do whatever they want. They can hang other stuff that they want to keep and so on. They can have access to be able to actually grab that content digitally and go anywhere you want it. Great. But in the meantime, all these other places that you're buying from, you're buying it for using for their specific device or their specific location. If they go belly up, like what Wowio did, don't you lose all that?
You absolutely, absolutely you do. And that's one of the reasons why I only buy comics. The only comics I've bought online are what I consider what I would normally do as a reader comic. You know, like if you've ever gone to a retailer and said, I know this comic is super expensive, it's in good condition, but I would just like to read it. It used to be that those weren't collected in trade, so you would ask for like a reader copy.
Right.
Correct.
But now it's collected in trade. But the only reason for me to download a comic now, me personally, is because I want to read it. I'm in a position where I can't. Usually it's on a plane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of stuck.
It's the accessibility, being able to have it anytime that you want.
Right.
Also having to lug stuff with you if you're on, like for example, on a plane, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
But if you come in and buy the physical copy, and you knew you were able to get the ability to download it to use for future use, I mean, that's kind of a little bit of the best of both worlds. It's just the idea of going into a store to get something digital just seems counterproductive.
Yeah. All right. So you don't feel you're not super excited about this.
I'm not, because if there was anything that I would want to do, it would provide the benefit of having the digital with the print copy versus having it extra for it. It seems like it would be something, a service that the publisher would want to do. We're noticing a lot of, you know, Marvel has a lot of content on their side, and DC's doing their own kind of thing. But the problem with the individual publishers doing their own downloads, their own, just like Dark Horse's situation, you don't get the marketplace. You don't get the ability to browse. If anybody is going specifically to Dark Horse to pick up the digital Buffy comic book, they're never going to know that Zenoscope is doing a Charmed. But if they walk into a store or they go to a very robust marketplace, they'll see that those things exist.
Yeah.
If anything, it might be a little more interesting to have Diamond or Iverse create some type of API that can rest on people's websites so that the retailer or the blogger could get some type of compensation or credit for selling a digital comic book.
No, I like what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense. And Richard, I really appreciate, especially during a sales day, even though it's a slow one, you taking the time to talk about it.
Customer number 3 just came in a few minutes ago. Woo!
Well, good luck. You sell them a comic.
What's that?
I highly recommend that. I just bought the first trade for Chris Samney's Thor: Mighty Avenger, the one that was just canceled.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
It's so good. And see, that is something that I would not have bought digitally because I want to own it.
Correct. Hopefully there's a balance. The thing that I'm most afraid of with the competition between digital and retail is kind of what happened with the CD and music industry, where digital is becoming available, and iTunes and Amazon are offering these products for a lot less than the actual physical copy, particularly because you know that the physical copy CDs at the time cost them about $1 to make. So, but you had your Tower Records and your other places still selling for like $13 or $15.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to the point where the digital is so much more price disadvantage versus the print comic book that people think I need to buy this because I'm saving, you know, hundreds of dollars a year.
Right. Excuse me. All right, man. Well,
all right.
your husband is saying, "Oh God, I can't even enjoy working from home without hearing Richard's voice." Please, as if he doesn't.
No,
it's not.
The Comics Pro retail event is actually happening this weekend in Dallas, Texas. And so I'm gonna get once the ice gets done, and I have actual some employees here. I'm gonna brave out and actually go hear what these people have to say, and maybe I can report back and let you know.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll have you on the show if technology allows, and you can report to us.
Ooh, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, hey, real quick, you can't hear him, but I'm gonna relay a question to you from Brad. Hold on, go ahead, Brad.
Okay. The variance, when is it coming back?
Oh, Brad would like to know when the variance is returning with its second season of the web series.
Awesome. We have filmed our first promo. We're getting ready to film a second promo in 3 weeks. We have nerdcore rap artist Adam Warrock coming into town on Sunday the 27th, and that is the actual kickoff of us starting filming the season. We've got 10 episodes planned. A couple of promos to come out first. Our first episode will go up Wednesday, the first Wednesday of May, and it is all over the place. That is all I can tell you. We have the green screens and stuff. We have the animates and stuff. It's a mess. We're biting off more than we can chew, and it's going to be awesome.
I can't wait. We're very excited. I know Brad's super pumped about it.
Very, very much so. That's great news.
No plan for me an address yet this season.
But oh.
I'm trying to work it anywhere that I can.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you, buddy.
All right, thanks, sir.
Hang in there. That was Richard Neal at Zeus Comics and Toys in Dallas, Texas. Go to ZeusComics.com. They have a online service as well. And hopefully Richard will be reporting to us next week about, or in the weeks to come, about the Comics Pro Retail Summit and get more info on this. He'll be our inside man.
Yeah.
And
well, in the meantime.
Thanks to Krahulik for suggesting we call our retailer.
Yeah, that was a great idea. I mean, I can so see where he's coming from. I can, if I was a retailer, I would be probably singing from the same songbook. I still don't get it from the point of a consumer, but I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We're in interesting times.
I mean, he's talking about one of the best points he made was that, you know, removing the comic shop from the situation removes your ability to browse. But that's kind of what Twitter and Facebook have become now, a place where you are exposed to something that you might not have heard of.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's possible, definitely. But there's, I mean, there are different experiences. And I think that... I think it's a disservice to the retailers to try to turn what they have into something else, to take the experience they provide and try to turn it into something else and force them to do something that's not what their store's about. I think there's a better way to save brick and mortar shops. And I don't think it's shoehorning them into the digital equation. But, you know... I guess we're gonna trial by fire here in the comic book industry.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, independent cartoonists, Chris, did we get you back?
Yeah, my mic had been off for a little bit, but I didn't want to jump back in there.
Meanwhile,
nowhere.
Real quick to wrap it up, because this has just been an amazing episode. We don't need to fill it full of more. But meanwhile, conversely, a lot of creators. Inside the comic book industry, the creators themselves have hit onto a new trend that you were noticing, Brad.
Yes, and that is, and in fact, that's when I got bounced out originally. I was wondering out loud whether you thought that this was part and parcel of this whole push that we've been seeing with creator-owned comics. In other words, what's Eric's last name who does The Goon?
Eric Powell.
Eric Powell. Was at the center of that whole storm that we talked about in one of the podcasts we recorded earlier. Do you guys think that this is all part of the same trend? I mean, this is not a coincidence, I don't think.
I think that creators are starting to get scared, maybe. I think that creators are starting to realize that if they're getting paid via publishers and publishers are struggling, that they might see their revenue stream dry up. But
yeah.
I mean, look, This is something that Brian and I are experiencing with the graphic novel that we're trying to put together. Finding a writer, usually when you're doing a comic, a writer always needs an artist. But an artist is usually a creative person, obviously.
To some degree.
Right. And so an artist really is usually creative enough to get enough of a story out to where he doesn't need a writer. So every time you approach an artist and say, we'd like you to write or to draw this thing we've written, sometimes it's hard to get them excited about it because they could take a cut of this or they could just spend the same amount of time drawing something they wrote and own it. And so, right. And that's not to say that there aren't partnerships that exist in writing art teams that where an artist doesn't want to write. But what I'm saying is that I think a lot of these creators that can do both and are comfortable doing both are saying, maybe I should explore a system by which I just create something and sell it digitally, and it's just me and the person who bought it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what we're seeing right now. There's a big push to do these $2 PDFs.
Yeah.
Ryan Ottley's doing it with a book he did for Image called Landshark versus Sea Bear. And then Scotty Young is doing it with one of his books. But there's a big push right now to sell these $2 PDFs.
What's your thoughts on the $2 PDF? The old schooler in me says that I would, if I did do it, I would want to make sure those images were low-res images so they couldn't be printed out. Am I being a curmudgeon?
No, I think you could have them lower. But, I'm not really that worried about it.
I think that that's... I mean, Brad, I don't think that's an issue. Look, I mean, the thing is, I don't think that any comics that we make are going to be in such demand that people are looking to steal them and print them out and sell them to people. You know what I mean? I mean, if it was
true enough,
if it was that easy to sell these comics and make a mint off of them, we could print them out and sell them. So I honestly think that I honestly think the issue is whether or not people are going to just take the digital version and pass it around and never pay you for the content at all. And that only requires low res.
Right. You know, it's funny what you, you made a connection for me that I hadn't made for myself. I always have that, that conversation with myself when I'm at a convention and I'm leaving all of my stock at a table. And I wondered, you always get that moment where you say to yourself, geez, I wonder how good the security really is in a place like this. Mm-hmm. And then I always say the same thing to myself. Listen, if someone's going to steal two boxes of Evil Inc. Graphic novels, the only way they're going to get a return on that crime is if they can go out and sell two boxes of Evil Inc. Graphic novels.
Right.
And if I can find somebody who can do that, that's not a criminal. That's a business partner.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that the biggest issue with the $2 PDF downloads is whether or not you can make any substantial money off of that. And maybe it's a matter of you have to keep in mind that for a lot of these creators, that this digital push is a secondary market. So they've already made the money. Hopefully they've already made enough money to be compensated for the time they put into the work selling it to the publisher. Now they're reselling it.
Right.
You know,
In other words, I would never do a $2 PDF of Evil Inc. Volume 6.
Because, right.
But Evil Inc. Volume 1, I would very strongly consider that.
Sure, sure. Because you're reselling it now in a different – you're repackaging it, I guess. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in order to make $1,000, right – you'd have to sell 500 digital downloads. And I think that's pretty – I think the odds of selling 500 $2 comics is pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a difficult task. I don't know that I would do it. I don't know that I would be able to sell –
I was going to say, for me, it would be difficult. I don't know. With your audience, I'm not sure. I'd almost like to see that experiment.
Really?
Well, yeah. I got no skin in the game, but so of course I'd like to see it. But yeah,
I'd be interested
in those results.
I would look at it as a way to I mean, when I've bought $2 PDFs in the past, I am just, you know, trying something out.
Yeah.
If it's something that, you know, I follow religiously, I would probably spring for the full book or whatever, a physical version.
But in that respect, doesn't the $2 PDF become kind of what Scott was talking about earlier in terms of wanting to reach new people that haven't heard of PvP yet? Because that's what you're kind of trying to do with the Best Of book, right?
Well, the Best Of book is going to be marketed to people who don't know of PvP. But
right.
I'm not going to sell a $2 PDF to people that don't know what PvP is. I'm going to sell it to people who know PvP.
But that's directly in argument to what Chris just said.
Well, it depends on what you're posting online already. I've bought PDFs from creators whose website is more like their portfolio and not like a webcomic where all of their stuff is readable.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is this, Brad. If I put a Best Of PDF up for sale, how would people that don't know about PvP know it's available to purchase? How would I get that information out to them?
Well, again, that comes back to social media like Twitter and Facebook, and you get the word out, and then through retweets and likes and so on and so forth, the word generates.
Yeah. I think that we're in a different boat, guys, because our stuff's already offered for free. I think for us, the reselling is print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just in a different spot than most comic book artists.
I think there's a potential to sell stuff in a $2 PDF, but it would have to be new content.
Yeah.
I'm not going to collect the last 2 months of Star Slip in a PDF. Why would you buy that?
I think a good example of a digital push for guys that already do digital stuff like us is the Blams. I mean, Chris, honestly, that's new content.
It's new, and it's something that you can't get as a book.
I think we could sell that at this point. I wouldn't, but I think we could.
As a property?
No, I think offer it digitally. This. Like, you could say, we could put it behind a subscription wall, but I don't think that would benefit us. But with the Blams have to sell a physical version of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I see what you're saying. It's the kind of thing you could sell.
Guys, I'm spent. I did too much laughing at the beginning of this podcast, and I'm excited to get it up so Brad can hear it.
Just reading Twitter, I see that it whatever it was, that was pretty good.
People here in the office that were listening to it almost died. Jeff had an asthma attack, I'm being told. And that's not a joke. He had an asthma attack laughing so hard.
Oh my God. Okay, well let's bring this to a close, get that puppy up and spread the word, because I got to hear this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the single-handedly the greatest episode of Webcomics Weekly. I thank you for participating, and we will see you next week. Yeah, this show was brought to you by Talk, 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 Talk. If any, I can't tell you how many times that readers, listeners have written in and said, I could listen to an hour of Brad just laughing, and now we've proven that is not the case.
Yeah, I had trouble about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was rough. All right, guys.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.